We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code KATE.
Socialism, because standing in lines for flour and toilet paper will bring our nation closer together and tug at the heartstrings of equality. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Today, doctors at the Federal Communicable Disease Center acknowledge the flu vaccine and the recommended dosage is ineffective, while in a larger dose, it can be harmful. However, the flu vaccine is still recommended.
Last month, a Senate subcommittee headed by Abraham Ribicoff charged that the federal government wasn't doing a good enough job of informing the public about ineffective vaccines.
Scientists at the Division of Biologic Standards test vaccines for their potency and safety before licensing them for public use. However, the division does not determine the effectiveness of the vaccine. That is left to the manufacturers. A case in point is the influenza vaccine. Four scientists in charge of work on the flu vaccine during the 1960s found it to be ineffective, said they refused to give it to their own families. Two were transferred to other work, a third left the division. And over the entire 10-year period, not one word of their unfavorable findings was allowed to be published. That was 3 years after the division's own scientists had pointed out the danger. Dr. Murray justifies the use of the vaccine by saying it took 3 years to examine the evidence against it.
It was more important to use the vaccines than to take them off the market and remove the agent. It's more important to use the vaccines than to take them off the market and remove the agent.
For 3 years, American troops were injected with a cold-preventing vaccine, which was causing cancer in laboratory animals.
Should we be thinking about mandating?
Hi there. Welcome. Kate Daly Show. How are you? Oh, I'm so happy that you are with us today. In fact, what a show we have for you. And
boy, howdy.
Oh, I know it. And, of course, we have the great Dr. Duke Pesta on because, you know, because it's Monday and we just love him. And he has the fantastic Dr. Duke Show. And if you haven't caught on to this show yet, you must. In fact, it plays live on my Facebook page, the Kate Daly Show Facebook page, right after the show. And he's doing just a tremendous amount of work that enlightens and educates, and we're really, really happy to have Dr. Pest on the show every single week. How are you, Duke?
Hey, guys. Can you hear me okay?
Yep. Yes. Yes. Thank you. So glad that you called in, and we're so, I'm always so interested to see, we haven't talked to you for a few weeks, and I'm always so interested to see what you're thinking about the headlines. What are your gut feelings as we're just so close to the election and coming up on this election? What do you think is going to happen? I'm just so curious.
Well, it's all about the election. The only thing that matters is the election. Everything that's going on now is some kind of an adjunct of the election. Everything almost seems to be planned and timed and orchestrated in such a way on both sides, really, but primarily on the left side, the Biden side. I think it's very telling that Joe Biden was confronted for the first time last night about his brother, the first time since this new revelation.
Mm-hmm.
He refused to talk, ran away, and he now says he will not make a public appearance until the debate on Thursday. So I think what has happened now, undeniably what has happened, is that things have tightened. We knew it would,
mm-hmm.
that the polls have proven to be largely disingenuous or inflated over the mm-hmm. last couple of months. Ever since COVID, ever since really the summer, the polls that have shown Trump falling farther and farther behind, like you guys, like we all kind of suspected,
yep.
Milty, you thought so, were fairly, fairly inflated. Now we're in a situation where everything's tight now. The fact that the Democrats came, the Biden campaign came out over the middle of the weekend and said, warned their people that he's within striking distance, this is not over. Now, again, that could just be simply their internal polls look good, and they just don't want a repeat of what happened to Hillary, fight till the end. But I don't think so. I think it's much more a warning that, hey, we've had the benefit from the media of this fake lead, hoping that we were going to dishearten and deter people. Hasn't worked. The numbers are close. And we've said from the beginning, guys, for about the last 6 months, you and I, the three of us have said, if the numbers are really that close within the margin of error for mm-hmm. most of these swing states, then clearly Trump is probably leading most of them.
So
I think I really do feel, you know, right before Trump got COVID and right before that first debate, we saw the momentum coming back to Trump. Then COVID hits him personally and that really crazy debate performance, and we thought, okay, and now it's cruising right back in the right way. And so I think we're moving in the right direction. The question is there enough time built on this momentum to push Trump? He's going to have to win without a razor's edge in some of these places, given what we're going to have to expect about ballot fraud and the ballot harvesting that we know is going to happen. But I feel better about his chances at any time over the last 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, yeah. What are your thoughts, Uncle Milty?
Oh, I agree. From all indications show that the president is leading. There was an independent pollster out this last weekend that said the way he polls, a legitimate poll, shows that the president is in the lead almost everywhere.
I think this is a so-called Trafalgar poll, isn't it?
That's the one.
Yeah, it actually predicted last year, last term, 4 years ago, that Trump would win Pennsylvania and Michigan, and he predicts he's going to win them again, those two states.
Yep.
He goes about it in a very different methodology. And we all now know, I'm kind of gratified to hear that some of the news chatter over the weekend is finally admitting that the typical polls have oversampled not just Democrats, but have oversampled independents. And then some other dirty tricks that we found out, that some of these polls are actually going into, they'll go into, say, a red state, but they'll go into the bluest part of a red state, right?
Mm-hmm.
So here in Wisconsin, you've got Wisconsin lately has been a red state, right? We've got a lot of countryside here, a lot of rural people. But Milwaukee, of course, is the great big liberal city. So what they've been doing, some of these pollsters, is going to Milwaukee to ask about how Trump's doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they've confined their pollsters, even in the red states, they've confined their polling to the bluest parts of those red states to get the results some of these people have wanted.
True.
So it's nice to see that that's becoming unmasked a little bit.
Oh, so true. You know, I was looking at this horrific display, a bunch of anti-Trump protesters where the guy eats a heart and the man burns a U.S. flag. And I've said this on the show a couple of times, but it is truly interesting. You have pro-Trump and anti-Trump, but no pro-Biden. You know, in a time when you are this many days away from an election, for Biden to take off an entire week before a debate in this close, it shows you a lot. And it also should show people a lot that if Nancy's still out there with the 25th Amendment and all of these headlines, that he's not in the, that he doesn't have a chance in hell ever winning this if it were done with transparency, because of the fact that nobody's for him. You can't find anybody for him.
There's a couple of more big things. Yes, there has been the typical it's really anti-Trump, it's anti-America rallies.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, these aren't even necessarily anti-Trump rallies. These are anti-American
exactly.
rallies.
Exactly,
yeah. We've been seeing since March. But on the other hand, this weekend, I could not believe the number of parades. You had parades in California, of all places, where thousands of people turned up. You've had a number of these boat parades. You have these makeshift marches for Trump by the Hell's Angels, the Harley-Davidson guys. I mean, this kind of stuff is completely spontaneous, and it is completely unpredictable. You wouldn't have thought this would have happened. You're also right about that, Kate. Biden is in hiding, right,
mm-hmm.
for the next 4 days.
Right.
He is just not campaigning. I think they figured out that the more people hear from him, the less they like him.
Yeah.
They shut down Kamala
right.
months ago because she is just she's a complete bucket of cold water on Biden's chances. So you got nobody. Trump is meanwhile he's campaigning his butt off. And don't forget, you've got. I don't think the Hunter Biden stuff. I don't think that's going to change too many people's minds. I just don't.
Yeah.
I think that I don't think there are that many people who aren't convinced what they're going to do already. So I'm not sure how much that's going to hurt him. But if you've got dirt, more dirt in the news on him over the
right.
next couple of weeks, don't forget, the Republicans have that one ace up their sleeve. If they can, and it looks like they're going to, if they can, in a couple of weeks, confirm Amy Coney Barrett, if they can get that done at the end of October, a week before the election, that is going to be a big lift of momentum in their favor as well.
Mm-hmm. True.
I actually think that the Hunter issue will take people who are maybe leaning towards Biden and stop them. And send
them. You
think
there are a lot of those out there?
Yeah, I actually do. I think that's the last straw for a lot of people.
I think really all it shows is the hypocrisy of him not allowing any questions. There's no questions about foreign policy in this next debate because
right.
they don't want to go there and talk about Ukraine and China and all the favors and the bribes and the money and everything else. So I think it's kind of telling that would wake up a few people as to say, well, why would they be hiding that? Why would they not want to have that brought up in a debate if they didn't do anything wrong?
What gets me is they never ask Biden what he would do different. If Trump loses, it will be because of COVID, nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
If Trump loses, it's going to be COVID. And they never ask him. I watch his TV commercials. I've seen him in his rallies. Nobody ever asks him what he would do differently. I mean, here you have a situation where people are dying. If Biden has some great answer and is not giving it to us, then he's letting those people die. And the fact that the media won't challenge him on that, the fact that we assume he's got a better way, or that Trump has messed it up. But what possible different thing can Biden do? That bothers me, and I'm also bothered by, again, this last debate, because this is going to require Trump to be temperamentally sound. He did really well when it was just him versus the moderator. He showed up for a town hall. He didn't expect the moderator to come after him,
mm-hmm.
but he did, and he handled it very well. Now it's going to be another deeply embedded, deep state Democrat moderator and Joe Biden. The question
right.
is this. He showed he can handle himself versus one moderator. Can he calm himself down, Donald Trump, when he's being attacked by Biden and when this moderator is going to do everything she can do to slip the advantages to Biden? That's going to be the question.
Go ahead, Uncle Milton.
Well,
Interesting.
I think the
Good
other
thoughts.
Thing, though, we mm-hmm. can't leave out is anytime they let Biden do anything, it's a problem. They asked him this past weekend, if he could do, what would he do to help to make better this police situation, killing blacks?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He said, there's a lot of things we've learned and it takes time, but we can do this, he said. You can ban chokeholds, but you have to teach people how to de-escalate the circumstances. Instead of just coming out and shooting the first person to kill, shoot him in the leg.
It's almost like they like him saying these kinds of things. Yeah. I don't. We were talking about this earlier, and Uncle Milty and I were talking about the fact that it seems like his people really like him saying all of these crazy, insane things all the time. It's like we're being set up for something because they don't mind letting all of this out. I mean, even just the little bit that he's doing is pretty horrendous.
So. I think his radical left-wing base, he's saying it for them.
Yeah.
Which is a big gamble because there are not a lot of Democrats who aren't the radical left.
Right.
He will say nothing
right.
that would challenge his bona fides to the Bernie left. He's not doing that.
Okay. We're gonna be right back. More with Dr. Pesta when we come back. Don't go anywhere. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I can say this. History will record the faces of the public health expertise as some of the most sinful, egregious, epic failures in the history of public policy. They have killed people with their lack of understanding and their lack of caring about not just the impact of cases of COVID-19, a virus that the overwhelming majority of people do well in, notwithstanding, of course, we're not underestimating 200,000 Americans who died. That's tragic. But these people have been a gross failure because they never cared to consider the impact of the policy itself. And the policy itself has been a complete, epic failure. And honestly, some people say a crime against humanity.
A crime against humanity. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Welcome on back. And let me tell you, that is true. So that was Dr. Scott Atlas. By the way, Fauci has not been seen with the president since April 22nd for a reason. He was fired. But the media wasn't really reporting on that. So Fauci's been getting himself on all these programs to discuss this as the voice of authority. But the actual voice of authority is who the White House hired. And that was Dr. Scott Atlas saying that public health will go down as the most egregious, well, crime of humanity for what they're doing and the information they're spelling. And let me tell you this, too, before Dr. Pesta and Uncle Milty come on back here, is the fact that there was a doctor, Richard Bartlett, who was talking about the fact they were given all these notices by the CDC to put people on ventilators immediately, bypass any other sort of health, anything with COVID. And he thought that was really strange that the CDC was requesting that people just be put on ventilators because 90% of those on ventilators die. And so he was one of the guys early on that said budesonide is an asthma drug, basically an asthma steroid that could actually help people within 48 hours. And they were done with any kind of breathing problem whatsoever, which actually I think COVID-19 is more of a pneumonia thing. But anyway, this was the protocol that the CDC sent out. This is Scott Atlas saying on Laura Ingraham that history will show that these are the most egregious sins. And I have to agree with them. Dr. Pesto, welcome back. Dr. Duke, it's the Dr. Duke Show. You cannot miss it. He's amazing. And of course, Uncle Milty. Your thoughts on that, Dr. Pesta?
Yeah, I think the big story here is not the failure of any particular government. Except the one thing that you can say is egregiously stupid was packing retirement homes with sick people. That was an unqualified disaster. Now, mm-hmm. that happened in limited places, of course, right? Like New York. But beyond that, I think the big story here is how both world and national health organizations failed this miserably. And the worse it got, the more they spent time trying to cover their tracks than to give people the real skinny.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is it's pretty bad. And so Trump was blasting Fauci publicly for claiming that he's been restricted from doing interviews. He said, I saw him last night on 60 Minutes. You know, it's kind of interesting to watch the game being played there. And as Fauci still puts himself in that position, I just hope people are realizing that he wanted that. He wants to be at the helm so badly that he's willing to market himself out for interviews with the celebrities and so forth to get people to still think he's a voice of authority. And also talking about the elections, the debates coming up, there's no policy, no foreign policy to be discussed. I do want to remind people that we have not been in an official military action since Trump's been president. That's pretty great, actually.
And not only that, Kate, but not only have these debates and these public discussions had nothing to do with foreign policy, they've had not a word to say about immigration. Mm-hmm. They're not talking about it at all because I think they know. Just like Trump has been hard on some of the so-called foreign allies like Germany and China, the fact that he's been on them hard is great. The fact that he has tried to push back against the one-sidedness of our trade agreements with some of those places is fantastic. And the roof didn't cave in like the liberals said it would. And the second thing is the country, including a majority of Hispanics, radically approve of what he's doing with immigration. They think a wall should be built. They think much less illegal immigration should be tolerated. People should have to come here and assimilate. The vast majority of Americans, including many Democrats and most Latinos, agree with him. So we're not talking about any of that stuff. And I'm always puzzled, too, when I watch Joe Biden's TV commercials, which are ubiquitous, it is amazing how he talks about how he brought America back in 2008 from the Depression, that he's some kind of a guy. He's going to restore Trump's broken economy. I mean, I don't know what kind of crazily warped lenses you have to look at to get that particular take on things.
Right.
But it's just so shameless.
It is. Go ahead, Uncle Milty. It's just amazing.
I think we keep making the mistake of believing too much of the progressive narratives.
Mm-hmm.
Like when it comes to the COVID thing, I don't think COVID's hurting the president as bad as we're being told or insinuation that it is. For example, in New York, a bunch of people outside of a Brooklyn nursing home took a real casket, filled it with 6,500 covers of Cuomo's book and buried it because of his they buried him, not him personally, but his, oh gosh, I can't remember what
in
they
effigy.
Said. In
yes.
effigy, basically yes. in effigy, but they specifically said two parts of his personality.
His integrity.
Yeah, integrity was one.
Anyway, it was pretty crazy, and I actually love that. Those things never get reported on, and so you're right. The news only swings one way.
Yeah,
so.
But for that to happen in New York City and Brooklyn is a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what I'm saying is that if it weren't for the COVID slanders, I think he'd be a runaway landslide right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it obviously is working. It has worked with Democrats. It has worked with a fair number of all the progressives. But I think you're right about that as well. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens here. I mean, the early voting, it's lining up like it's going to be a hugely participatory election. Who do you think that benefits, by the way? If we have record turnouts in voting, who do you think that helps?
Go ahead.
Think it helps the president.
Yeah.
I don't think that the get out the vote thing is all that big a deal with Democrats. I really don't.
Well, they're really into the mail-in voting, which more of the Republicans are into the I'm going to go in person and make sure that I know when I go home that vote was cast. It's kind of interesting with the numbers there.
But you have to be registered to do the mail-in voting.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And Joe Biden, campaign manager, can you imagine that job? Anyway, oh boy, reportedly admitted that the national public polling numbers, see, he admitted this very quietly, that show Biden overwhelmingly leading Trump. Well, please take the fact that we're not ahead by double digits. Those are inflated national polling numbers. I mean,
you know, the other great piece of news for the president that has been underreported, it's about how in states with traditionally larger Democrat registered numbers, like Florida, for a long time there's been a really big advantage for Democrats registered in Florida, Pennsylvania, other states as well. Trump is closing the gap in places like Florida. Not only is he probably winning Florida outright right now, according to a few points by the polls, but they're talking about a huge closing up of that gap. So that's going to be huge as well. If the Republicans are gaining in significant numbers in places like Florida, between those that gap that favored the Democrats in terms of who was registered, that's huge. If the Republicans draw even with the Democrats in terms of registration, the Republicans are going to win that state big and a couple other states big, where according to those traditional gaps in favor of Democrats, the machine on the ground for the Republicans is closing major gaps between how many Republicans and how many Democrats are going to be voting.
Interesting. Okay. So they also, there are some reports also that the Rust Belt voters favor COVID-19 checks, a vaccine availability, but not a vaccine mandate, by the way. And that is really hurting the liberals, the Biden, the Kamala, that group, because they are very much in favor and have come out and said that we want to make sure everybody has to have one. But you've got so many voters out there that are growing very, very weary of that and leery of that at the same time. So that says a lot to me, actually. I'm surprised.
It does. Now, the key now is that, another thing that we should talk about. I think the Democrats' tactic of going after Amy Barrett is kind of on her religion, kind of on her gender, kind of on her kids. The Maisie Hironos, they did not help the Democrat cause.
Nope.
When you factor in what happened with Kavanaugh, people are still unhappy about how the Kavanaugh thing, people who have good faith, including some Democrats, still aren't happy about that. And what they tried to pull on Amy Barrett was much tamer, but her profile, her persona is so, Kavanaugh was an unknown. Everybody, a lot of people knew her from her very public elevation to the federal judgeship. And so she's not an unknown. And I think there are a lot of women in this country. You heard this before. We talked about this the last time I was on the show. The big thing that seemed like it was going to be suburban white women had abandoned Trump. That was the big meme, right?
Right.
That white, suburban white guys, troglodytes though we are, we were still going to drag our knuckles to polling places and vote for Trump. But somehow, suburban educated college women who married us troglodytes, they were going to go their own way this time. And I don't know if that was true, but that was the one thing they kept saying was going to be the difference in this election. Remember, Trump was down like 37 points in that demographic at one point.
Yeah.
But I don't know. First of all, I don't know that many families with husbands and wives vote that differently. In fact, that's what did Hillary in. Too many women voted the way their husbands did. All right. And so that was the big calling card. So there's that. And the second thing is that when you take a woman like Amy Coney Barrett, who is the model woman for those suburban women, and you treat her that poorly, that I think that's going to resonate, too. That's going to blow up in their faces even more than they think.
Yeah.
I think that they can save themselves on that if when the floor vote in the Senate comes, they confirm her with 90 more or more votes.
Not going to do it. They are clinically incapable of doing that. I will be surprised I bet you she gets 10 Democrat votes maximum. And those are the votes from Democrats who are in the most vulnerable bluish red state. She'll get some. Joe Manchin's going to vote for her, I think. Mm-hmm. Once they figure out it's a lost cause, and they will, they're going to have to let some Democrats vote for her because that will help them in their Senate elections.
Right.
So they can't not. But she's not going to get more than 10 of those.
See, and that's where they're so stupid, because it really would help them a lot, I think, if they had 90 or more votes for her.
People are looking at the Democrat Party, particularly independents, and trying to determine if they are in any way, shape, or form capable of doing what's in the best interest of the country or only doing what's in the best interest of their politics. The 25th Amendment stuff, notice how quickly that stopped.
Right.
She brought the papers and boom, wall of silence. I think Milty's right. If they came out and overwhelmingly said, we may disagree with Judge Barrett, but we recognize her merit, we are going to put her on the Supreme Court. If they did that, I think they would reap a big electoral haul of votes for that.
Interesting. Okay. This will get interesting to see how long this goes on, because this actually should be one of the shorter ones. She had already been vetted before. Now she's vetted again, in these Senate hearings.
Yeah.
But it'll be interesting to see how much longer they can keep this going.
it's supposed to go I think October 27th is the date.
Yep.
There are certain protocols and certain traditional ways they've given. After the committee hearings, they always take a week. They've always done that. They could have shortened it, but the Republicans don't want to come across either as looking like they're filibustering or gerrymandering the process.
Yeah.
So they're going to let it play out.
Right.
But assuming nobody changes their mind, and even Pierre Delecto came out and said he's going to vote for her.
Well,
if
he needed
stands,
to. His numbers are so low. He had to make some kind of move. We'll be right back, more with Dr. Duke from the Dr. Duke Show, Dr. Duke Pesta, and of course Uncle Milty. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Kate Daly Show here. KateDalyRadio.com is the website. You can go there for podcasts. And that's a recorded version of the show you're listening to right now that's live. I appreciate all the stations that take on the show and appreciate you telling the truth. I love it. Makes me happy. Makes me have more faith in America that we still might have some free press, just not in any mainstream is all. All right. I just want to mention Balance of Nature. Make sure and go there. 31 fruits and vegetables. You just can't go wrong. And that is something you have control over right now is your health. So make sure, with our food supply being the way it is, get those nutrients every single day. And even Uncle Milty loves this product too.
I do.
I'm telling you, make you feel better, and you will understand what it's going to do for your health. The minute you start taking it, you'll notice in about a week to 2 weeks what it can do. 31 fruits and vegetables dehydrated down. All you have to take are the three little fruit capsules and the three little veggie capsules. And so it's a fantastic product. Put in the code Kate, K-A-T-E, when you get over to Balance of Nature, and you'll get 35% off. That's a third off. That's more than a third off. You'll get that, and you'll get free shipping. So do it. get it done. And then you get your free health coach, too, you can talk to. All right. I'm back here with Dr. Duke Pesta and Uncle Milty, of course. And they could have until October 27th to finish out the hearings on Amy Coney Barrett. She's been stellar. It's been fun to watch her handle all these ridiculous, just stupid people asking her questions. If you've ever doubted the intelligence factor at the Senate, boy, you should now. She was asked if she had raped anybody. I'll just leave that right there. Anyway, Dr. Duke Pesta, thoughts on this? We've got to talk about this debate coming up, too.
Yeah, the debate's a big deal. Yeah. I think you're exactly right. I think Amy Coney Barrett demonstrated so crisply mm-hmm. the difference between the right and the left.
Yeah.
I mean, the right is not in, and some of these conflicts that we've recently had between supporters of Trump and supporters of Antifa. It's never the Trump supporters that are supporting this, that are starting this stuff. It's like what showed up the other day was in San Francisco. You had, or in Washington at the Women's March, you had a number of really smart women show up there to support Amy Coney Barrett. Mm-hmm. They rented they had their approvals from the city to do it. They set up. They had everything there, and they were being very peaceful. They were being very kind of low key. All of a sudden comes the Antifa types. They start barreling in there. They start pushing and shoving and causing mayhem. People can't not have seen this over the last few years. We said during the break, and I think it's exactly right, another big mistake the Democrats have made, especially if Trump wins, mm-hmm. is going after the police the way they have. I mean, every major police union has basically endorsed Biden. And you know what that's like. This right. is a network, a huge community network across the country. When a cop, it's not just the cops voting for Trump. You've got now the cop's wife and the cop's older children and the cop's grandparents.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When the way that cop families protect each other, this is not just one vote per police officer he's getting because of that.
Right. No, it's absolutely the truth. And I think, you know, with everything that we can take into account, it's kind of funny that we're at this point. You know, you have a curtailing of foreign policy being asked in this debate coming up because Hunter Biden, they don't want Hunter Biden's name in this. And I know that Trump will slide it in, and I'm happy about that. But I only think we're getting an inkling of the story. That's usually what they do. The press will leak, because it's mainstream, the press will only leak part of the story, and then they'll just hope to put it to bed and not release the real pertinent nuggets of that story. So we're just getting the tip of the iceberg, and that's bad enough. And then on top go ahead.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to ask you. I heard, and I'm saying this as somebody who honestly doesn't know, I'm not rumor mm-hmm. spreading, but I heard from one report that there may be some child pornography on
trafficking.
Hunter Biden. Did you hear about this?
I did, because he's gotten money from the ex-mayor of the town in Russia, a lot of money. I mean, there's a mm-hmm. lot of money and a lot of money trails, and I've been hearing the same reports that there are sex trafficking.
If we find out that there is indeed child pornography mm-hmm. on Hunter Biden's computer, that would be an October surprise that would not go well for Joe Biden.
Yeah. And, you know, in the last debate when he tried to just say he was on drugs, and I saw the funniest meme, and it was the words of the Pina Colada song. If you like subpoena coladas or getting bribes from Ukraine, you know, these kind of the guys flirting with children and the ones doing cocaine. So, you know, the song lyrics, and I thought people are getting really creative with this stuff. But in light of all the Facebook censoring going on, don't be surprised, because Facebook is owned by the government, is owned by the CIA with CIA money. We can't be surprised at the censorship going on in the places it's going on, because these really are the most popular, and they're also the most controlled. And so it doesn't shock me at all. But look at just, if we were to just take three steps back sometimes and realize where we're at in history, if somebody comes out with truth, we automatically know they're probably going to be offed. That's really, we live in America. I just want to remind people. We also have people that are using the COVID thing not to go actually have to go out and do any sort of canvassing for voting or anything like this that we're normally seeing. It's COVID is the excuse. Even Kamala is down because of COVID, supposedly. And you're not seeing hide nor hair of her. It's just kind of interesting how COVID is being used as well with this campaign, because frankly, last time they used dead people and, you know, illegals to vote. This time it's COVID. Go ahead, Uncle Milty.
I tell you. Go ahead, Milty. Go ahead.
You know, today is a meeting. The Commission on Presidential Debates are meeting for any last-minute changes in the format of the debate. So we haven't necessarily heard the last of what's going to go on with this debate.
I've said, you know, we were talking about this in the break. Why can't we have multiple interviewers? We remember in 2016 we did. There were like a panel of three or four moderators, and then you had some ideological balance a little bit. Well, I mean, if somebody made the idea, I tell you, who would not? This would be the largest ever for a presidential debate if you had. At this debate, you had Sean Hannity grilling Biden, and you had Rachel Maddow grilling Trump. That would be octagon stuff. That would be a mixed martial arts craziness. People would watch, and it would be more interesting, right? But again, you've got another Democrat operative here. And so I said before, Trump handled himself well when the moderator of the second of the town hall turned into an adversary. He handled that. If he can keep his cool that way against what's going to be an attack from Biden, and you know it's going to drive Trump crazy because every lie Biden tells will be supported by the moderator. Every truth that Donald Trump tells will be undercut as not true. They're going to use the old Charlotte slur. Everything going to throw everything against the wall against him. If he can keep his composure, he'll come across really well at the end and perfect, placing himself very perfectly for the showdown, the rundown to the election.
The real unfairness is when Biden says things like he brings up the president saying that there are good people on both sides.
That's,
you know,
a lie.
It's an absolute lie, and the moderator should call that out.
Right.
And they never do.
No.
Welker also, by the way, happens to be married to a Merck Pharmaceuticals marketing executive.
Gosh. You just can't make this up anymore. Go ahead. I'm not shocked, I guess. And that's why I think there are many people out there worried about this election, because they've come out and they basically said they were going to perform a coup on the White House.
Mm-hmm.
So Trump isn't going to take the results, they say, and either is Biden. And so what's going to happen? I think that they're actually drumming that up in the press just to kind of see where America falls on the issue. I really do. We're an armed nation at 90%. I don't think they want to mess with that too much. I don't think they want to get people that riled up about performing a coup in front of their faces when you have an armed nation. What are your thoughts on that, Pesta? Dr. Duke?
Yeah, I find it hard to believe that in a situation like that, that you would have police in the streets turning on citizens. I find that hard. Soldiers. I find that hard to believe. But they were saying coup. Some big braggart media guy from the moment Trump won was saying, we're going to make sure this never happens again. I would flip the script a little bit. I would say this. I don't know how it's going to turn out. It's going to be probably a close election. And it seems to me, though, that if the Democrats, instead of embracing the left, if Joe Biden had immediately condemned those who condemned the police, stood up a little bit to the radical left, because that's what in the primaries, people forget this. In the primaries, everybody voted against Bernie on the Democrat side.
Right.
So much so that the Bernie bros and the radical lefties were completely isolated.
Mm-hmm.
And if he had stayed in that middle lane and spoke up big for the police and spoke up big for some of the more traditional value stuff, come to the defense of Amy Barrett, he probably would win this easily. But he had to pander to his left and pick somebody, the perfect left-wing lunatic as his vice president. Somebody so bad you can't even let her campaign. Can you imagine if he picked somebody really popular and mainstream as his vice president? Somebody, you know, a woman, somebody very articulate, somebody young. My God, I tell you, he would have made this very, very difficult on Trump. But now, by siding with the radical left, I mean, what advantages cruel fate and COVID and a warped media intrinsically would have handed the Democrat, they would have been, he would have been able to take advantage of him. He sort of threw that away.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think the whole Democratic Party threw that away.
Yeah.
I can't believe it was unintentional. it's so obvious. Like, mm-hmm. I'm really wondering what's going on.
Well, they never thought they would lose because mm-hmm. I think the Democrats believe that with the rise of Barack Obama, there would never be another Republican president.
Yeah.
And then to have one happen so quickly and such an unorthodox one, they didn't know how to handle that, number one. And number two, since he's been president, they cannot believe with all the power they have to censor, to silence. You mentioned it, Milty. They're still telling the Charlottesville lie.
Right.
This was debunked 3 years ago.
Right,
and
right,
they
right.
are still telling it. Biden still uses it on the campaign. So they can't believe where they find themselves. The problem they have is they went full on left without having secured two major parts of the government, right? It's not enough to own the Congress when you don't have the Senate and the presidency. So they would have been better served to either wait till they won back the Senate or really pushed harder in the 2016 elections to get the Senate back. At that point, they could have done the radical left wing thing. But without the presidency and without the Senate, it was they really mistimed this bad, big time. Mm-hmm. It was a big mistake.
Yeah.
You know, that's going to only benefit Trump.
My father used to say when I was young, he said it all the time. He said, whenever anyone starts to believe their own BS, they're going to lose.
Right, right. Yeah, it's so true. Yeah,
Joe Biden's at the point where he can't remember what's the lie and what's the truth anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
He just does not. I think all of his lies, and he's been doing this for years, decades.
Right.
I think it's just become part of his narrative.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, we are. We're witnessing this just brand new sort of. I think we're so deer in the headlights after this year. I think this year's been so hard. And wow, what great timing. What great timing to explain how much we are that deer in the headlights right now and fatigued and tired of the mandates, tired of our businesses being disrupted, tired of and ended, tired of all this stuff that they have an election year in the same year that they wear out the average American. And the average American is starting to notice that this is a much different year. They knew from the beginning of this year that they would show nobody showing up for Biden. And you can't swing an election if you don't show people if you show an empty Coliseum. So when they have the Coliseums full of people, and right now even Trump at the few events that he's been at has been, I mean, tens of thousands of people show up, then you see visually the support.
Yep.
You know the support's not there for Biden. He still to this day has not had an event like that, not even close to anything else like we've seen with Trump. And so that's what they were afraid of, was the amount of people that would be seen. You cannot sway an election using that 30-40% sway that you have in fraud if the visual representation isn't there.
That's right.
They have to sell the American people on it. I can't say that enough.
No, I agree with you. And I think that if you look at just on policy, Trump has been presidential for 4 years. Nobody thought that would happen if you're just looking at policies.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at behavior, it's been questionable. But against Savannah Guthrie last week, he looked more than presidential. If he can go into this, he's not going to win the debate because mm-hmm. the media won't let him.
Right.
He's going to be tag team. But if he comes out of that having kept an even keel and made his points for himself, he will have won the debate, period, no matter what the pundits say. If he can do that, and then get Amy Coney Barrett smoothly on the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that there's much that the Democrats can do between now and the election. There are things he can do.
Right.
But there's not much the Democrats
can
do.
Well, the debates are such political theater that you have a moderator that's against one of the candidates, and then you have the media pundits weighing in on who was the one that won it, that are in favor of only one candidate. I mean, it's really kind of, it's funny
people
that we even put up
that.
With it. Yeah. Yeah, it's just
the American people see the bias. They
right.
do.
I just think it's funny that they think that we still believe what they say. I mean, that's to me the funniest part, is that you do have people that are aware of this. So it's just the political theater is just hysterical. It's just this comedy now. Thank you so much, Dr. Duke Pesta. Catch the Dr. Duke Show. You'll love him. It's got an amazing show unlike any other. And you can catch it right after this show, right on my Facebook page, The Kate Daly Show, right when we end this. Also, check out fpeeducation.org. You'll love. Is it .com? .org.
Dot org, yes.
FPEUSA.org. What a wonderful school. Thank you, Dr. Duke Pesta.
See you guys next week.
All right. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.